Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Well, Elder Carl, how are you doing this afternoon?
No, I'm doing good, my brother. I'm doing good. Every day with God is a blessed day.
Oh, yes, indeed. I agree 100% with you. Glad that you were able to join us this afternoon. Now, we are going to be talking about what Christ said about the Ten Commandments. And one thing about us as human beings, when we're required to do something uncomfortable, we will try to find a loophole to avoid, doing what we're told and what we're called to do. And one prime example is the story that we'll discuss in today's lesson. So please explain to us the story of Jesus and the rich young man that's mentioned in the lesson.
You know, in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 10, you know, we encounter a story of the rich young ruler and a discussion that he has with Jesus. And, you know, this young man, he approaches Jesus with a pressing question that's upon his heart. And he says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus responds by, you know, listing the commandments, those commandments that were actually prohibiting, you know, like murder, adultery, stealing, lying, and dishonoring parents, to which this young man, he confidently replies, he says that, you know, "I've kept all these since my youth." But Jesus, being a discerner of the hearts and knowing what we think internally, you know, Jesus perceived that there was a deeper issue that was here. And Jesus says, "One thing you lack." He says, "Go and sell everything that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." So this young ruler's face that was once bright and, you know, with enthusiasm, his face falls and he leaves Jesus sorrowful, the Bible tells us. The Bible says he leaves sorrowful because he had great wealth. He was not willing to take Jesus' prescription. He could agree with the Ten Commandments, but he was not willing to obey the Ten Commandments. Yeah, and he abandoned this invitation that Jesus gave him, and he decided to rather follow his selfish way of life. You know, so this story, as I was reading it, it actually challenged me to say that we need to examine our own lives. You know, this rich young ruler, he was earnest in his pursuit of righteousness, but he was deeply attached to his material possessions. And Jesus gave him a directive to sell all and give to the poor. And what Jesus was saying is, prioritize the kingdom of God above all else. But I think we'll get into that as we go with the lesson.
But then what actually discouraged this young chap?
You know, when we look at this story of the rich young ruler, we don't know much about the rich young ruler other than the fact that he was young, that he was a ruler, and that he was rich. And he also, the Bible shows us, he had an earnest interest for spiritual things, because the Bible shows that, you know, he was so energetic that he came running to Jesus, and he was so excited to learn about eternal life. And this story is so important that it's even recorded in all the synoptic gospels like Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Jesus doesn't, you know, when it comes to our life, like if we bring it down to our time, Jesus doesn't ask most of us to sell all that we have and give the money to the poor. But money must have been something that Jesus had seen to say this young man is struggling with. Money was something that Jesus saw that this young man was making a god out of. And though Jesus' answer may seem severe to us, Jesus knew what the issue with this man that was holding him back from salvation. So the Bible says that he went away sorrowful. Why? Because he was very rich. And this proved just how much he worshipped money. He was offered, think about it, on one hand, he was offered eternal life. He was offered a place you know, in Jesus's inner circle. Jesus says, come follow me. And those are the same words that Jesus used when he called his 12 disciples. Mm. But we never hear again from this young man in the Bible. So he traded eternity for earthly possessions. So for me, that's a terrible trade-off. You know, like, no matter what material wealth can give us, my brother,
yeah,
you know, sooner or later, we have to face the reality that we're all going to die. Mm. And we're all going to face that, you know, the prospect of eternity. And meanwhile, on this earth, there's so many wealthy people that I've spoken to and so many biographies that I've watched and that I've read. And I'm discovering that people cannot buy peace. They cannot buy happiness with wealth. And it's actually the opposite, you know. So a lot of people that have wealth are miserable because they've made a god out of money. So that is the thing that discourages this young ruler. You know, when we look at Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10, it says, he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves the abundance with increase, which is also vanity. So the young ruler learned the kind of commitment that's required from him in order to be a real disciple. And what was that commitment? It was that you need to have love towards your neighbor.
Mm.
You need to have love for lost souls. And the commandments that Jesus quoted, if you look at them, they're actually summarized in the words, love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm.
So that is the thing that discouraged him. Now, we need to ask ourselves the question, you know, we need to be the light of the world. We need to be the salt of the earth. Are we willing to sacrifice everything and anything in order to fulfill God's cause? Or will we also be discouraged in what God asks, in what God asks us to sacrifice?
Mm. Yeah, pertinent questions indeed. Very, very, very critical. Now, this young Rush Rila, I'm not sure if he broke any commandment. Is there a commandment that says one should not get rid of their possessions? I mean, one should not want to keep what they've been blessed by God with? What is it that we should be understanding with these actions?
Okay, did he break any of the commandments? You know, Jesus is the almighty creator of the universe. And, you know, even scientists, they struggle to measure how vast and how big this universe is. And compared to the planet that we live on, the planet is so small compared to all of God's creation. But, you know, the Bible tells us that though we are small in the universe, Jesus loves us so much that he descended from heaven, and he took on humanity. He lived among us. He suffered rejection by his own people. He died on the cross so that you and I don't need to die. And that is because you and I matter so much to him. He loves us so much. So no matter how small or insignificant we might feel or think we are, the Bible tells us God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not have eternal life. So that is love, the love of God. And God wants to save the lost, and he gave everything for that purpose. Now, anyone who wants to be his disciple must also be willing to surrender everything to reach others. So the young ruler, so he learned the commitment that was required to be a disciple, but he went away sad. So the commandment that I can say he broke was love towards his neighbor. Like I said, love towards, you know, the love for lost souls, the love that God has, and the commitment that God gave to save us. He didn't have that same commitment to sacrifice all to save another.
Mm.
So I think in summary, he broke those commandments. Now, is there a commandment that says we shouldn't get, that we should what did you say, to get rid of all wealth,
I'm
correct.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible doesn't like contain specific commandments that explicitly state that we should get rid of wealth, but it does have like several passages that caution against the dangers of wealth, and several passages that emphasize the importance of, you know, generosity and humility and reliance on God compared to reliance on wealth. So I just want to give you maybe four verses. Matthew 19 verse 21, like the one we're talking about, the rich young ruler. Let me see. Yes, 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
Mm.
Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Matthew 6 verse 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasure in heaven, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And finally, Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 15, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. So there's no commandment that says you must get rid of your wealth, but there are commandments that highlight, you know, the spiritual dangers of wealth and prioritizing wealth over your relationship with God and over the welfare of over, you know, the well-being of your neighbor, you know. So there is a danger in accumulating material wealth and idolizing it.
Yeah. And as we close off, my elder, what are some of the, you know, lessons or perhaps the main takeaway from this particular story?
Like what I've learned from this story is something that's not new to scripture. It's something that the wisest and the richest man in the Bible, you know, King Solomon advised us in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's Ecclesiastes 12, verse 10. He says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth, before difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter of life. You need to fear God, and you need to keep his commandments, for this is man's all. So what Jesus is saying, is that the greatest concern of life is to place our relationship with God first, and secondly, to love our neighbors ourselves and not prioritize earthly wealth and possessions, which will one day be destroyed.
Beautiful stuff indeed. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's always, always a pleasure to talk to you here on the Adventist World Radio. Have a great afternoon, and please keep warm.
Thank you, my brother. We'll do so. It's a bit chilly. It's a bit cold this side,
yeah. Yeah, I know, man. I know. But let's all keep try to keep warm, eh?
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.